Magandang araw po at maligayang bati sa mga kapwa ko Pinoy. Welcome po sa ika-74 na yugto ng Usapang Pinoy, brought to you by Georgia Asian Times. Ako po si Jane Rowland, ang inyong podcaster, at salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pagtangkilik sa Usapang Pinoy. Ang ating pong yugto ngayon ay tungkol sa importansya ng financial planning at life insurance. We have two guests today who will talk about these and services that they provide. Juliet Alvarez transitioned from a dedicated caregiver and small business owner to a licensed financial insurance agent. She continues to serve the senior community, guiding and helping them make informed decisions about their healthcare and financial needs such as Medicare. Susana Mayuga is a licensed Medicare broker and financial insurance agent. She embraced her mission to empower individuals and families through financial literacy, protection, and long-term security. Both Juliet and Susana are working for Agency Phi. And bago ko po sila tawagin, narito muna ang ating mga calendar of events. On Saturday, August 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., Cobb County is hosting the 2025 International Festival. This event is free and is for all ages. It is a celebration of global cuisine, music, visual, and performing arts, offering exploration of various heritages. This will be held at the Jim R. Miller Parks and Events Center, 2245 Callaway Road, Southwest Marietta, Georgia. On the same day, August 23rd, from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., the Philippine American Women's Association of Georgia, PAWAG, will hold a fundraising dinner and dance to benefit Georgia's abused and battered women. Tickets are $50, and it will be held at St. John Newman Reynolds Hall, 801 Tom Smith Road, Lilburn, Georgia. Please call Imelda Young at 470-754-7866 or Louisa Godbold at 678-517-5538 for tickets. And lastly, September 13th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., the Martin Luther King Jr. Center will hold the 6th Annual Beloved Community International Expo, a celebration of international cultures with music, dance, performances, and presentations representing people worldwide. This free event will be held at 449 Auburn Avenue, Northeast Georgia, 30312. Ngayon po, please help me welcome our guests, Juliet Alvarez and Susana Mayuga of Agency Phi, a medical and health insurance hub who will talk about the importance of financial planning and life insurance. Welcome, Juliet and Susana. Thank you for being here.
It's an honor. Thank you.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Thank you, Ate Jane, for that great introduction.
You're welcome. Families today go on with their daily lives without paying much attention to financial planning and life emergencies. This is an important step to take if you live in the United States or have a family. So we are excited to hear from you. So let's go ahead and dive into our conversation. Unang-una, please introduce yourselves to our listeners, who you are and what you do.
Hi, everyone. My name is Juliet Thingol Alvarez. I've been in Georgia for 20 years, and I used to be a caregiver for 24 years, now transitioned to a life insurance and Medicare agent. I'm here to help people, and, you know, I'm glad to be here with you today.
Hi, thank you so much, Jane, for inviting us. And my name is Susana Mayuga. I just moved in Georgia last year from California, from Los Angeles. And I moved here because we found out that 60% of the Georgia residents with Medicare, their agents is outside of Georgia. So we would like to help, especially our Filipino community, to get the best Medicare benefit that they can get, that they didn't know that there's somebody like us, agents that can help.
Wow, I didn't know that about most Filipinos having their agents outside of the state. That's a new item, new thing I have never thought about. So, ladies, why is financial planning one of the most overlooked items in the Philippine community, families today?
you know what, we, especially Filipinos, we were told by our parents to go to school, become a lawyer, become a doctor, become a nurse. But the thing is, where do we put our money? We put usually in the bank. Now, when we get older, we need long-term care, we need caregiver. And what happened? There's no planning. There's no plan in place that will, where we're going to be taken care of or where we're going to go, where we get our money to pay for a caregiver. Mm-hmm. Do we touch our savings? You know, so we really have to have this financial planning to make sure that in the future, you know, we are ready.
Right, right. Because I think from the culturally, when we grew up, it's like we didn't think of these things, the long-term care, because we took our grandparents in the house and we took care of them. But in the United States, it's kind of difficult to do that. So following up on that, though, can you explain the role of insurance, especially at a young age and later in life? Most people often say it's too late to buy life insurance.
Right. Due to their age. You know, we have this stigma that you say when you have life insurance, it's too expensive. Mm-hmm. But it's not. Actually, when you're young, your premiums is very low. So it's very affordable when you start young. And it has a lifelong coverage. And also it protects us if you get sick, God forbid, anything happen. It protects you and your family, right? Mm-hmm. And some builds cash value that you can benefit. And also later in life, it helps to pay for final expenses that your family don't have to worry about. And also, it's a myth of too late. We also have many policies are available for their seniors, like for final expense, simplified options exist. So don't be afraid to talk to your financial advisor about this.
Great, great. Please also elaborate on the importance of a will and trust, because as Filipinos, especially back home, you don't have that. And what are the differences in the pros and cons of wills versus trust?
Yeah, so you know what? That's right. In the Philippines, they can just write a note in the piece of paper, and it's good, right? In the U.S., we cannot do that. We have to have a written a legal document that we can show when we pass away, especially if we have a house, right? We should have a trust. And not actually a will. A will is a ticket to probate. And we don't want that because we have a lot of clients that had this experience before that they even not able to use that will because, you know, they need a trust. So what we advise our clients is make a schedule with our legacy. We call it Legacify in our department. We have amazing two ladies who's helping our clients, especially those who have kids, because mm-hmm. guardianship is very, very important. Mm-hmm. These two ladies had personal experience, actually, on this kind of legal stuff. So, yeah, we are open. Just call us. They can, you know, whoever have a question or especially who have house, kids, can call us about this.
What a lot of people don't know, if I may address the audience, is that if you don't have what we call a comprehensive living trust, compared to a will, is just a piece of document that you can, of course, register, it's notarized and all that, and you're just telling people where your properties go. But if you don't have a comprehensive living trust, your survivors will have a very hard time because everything will have to go through probate. And probate is very expensive because you have to get a lawyer to go to court, and it takes a long time for you to go back and forth to be able to get the... So your survivors are going to suffer if you don't have a comprehensive living trust. So it's very important. So I'm encouraging everybody to call these ladies because that's important, not just for you, but for your survivors. So the next question is, if one of you can elaborate on the import, okay, we've already talked about that. So since we are limited on time, I would like for you ladies to create a critical financial checklist to take action for the Filipino-American community in Georgia.
Okay, first of all, you know, we work, right? So we make sure we have cash flow. make sure you're making money that beats inflation. And the second thing is you manage your debt. There are good debts and bad debts. So you make sure you keep the good debts, like your mortgage. It helps you on your taxes, and you pay off your debts, like credit cards, right? Mm-hmm. But it happens. We all get into debt, but we manage that. And most of all, make sure you have protection. We protect, you have house insurance, your car insurance. Make sure you have life insurance to protect you and your family. And if anything happened to you, your family will still have the same standard of living while you're living, right? And after that, you invest. When you make sure when you invest to the right place. Mm-hmm. You can invest and say, but it doesn't beat inflation. So right. You're just making other people make money of your money. So in order to do that, you talk to your financial advisor. Mm-hmm. Make sure you invest in the right place. And most of all, as we said, we make sure you have estate planning, your trust and your will to protect all everything that you work for and make sure it avoids the lengthy, expensive probate.
That's
so
right.
That would go to your family and right. Not 50% go to the government, right?
That's
so
right.
That's just a 5-step. If we follow that in the right way, you will be financially free.
Right. And the audience, if you need those five steps, just call these ladies and they will provide it to you. It's better still, set up an appointment to talk about it more extensively.
And thank you.
Now, here's a huge question we always hear from the Filipino community. I've been called because I used to work for Social Security. People keep calling me about Medicare, and I'm going to go to the Philippines. And knowing that they cannot use Medicare while outside the United States, what are their options regarding insurances that provide hospital and healthcare options when moving to the Philippines? Because, a lot of our seniors are thinking, no, I don't want to die here. I'm going to go back home. But then, of course, there you can see seniors coming back just to, do their health care, to get their annual checkups and lab work and all that, because Medicare doesn't pay in the Philippines. So what are their options?
Yeah, that's right. Medicare cannot be used, or actually original Medicare cannot be used out of the country. But that's what is good for a Medicare Advantage, because it has a worldwide coverage. Not all the plans have it. But that's why they have to talk, the Medicare beneficiary have to talk to an agent or a broker like us to make sure that we can find them a plan that fits their need. And that's what we do in our when we are helping these Medicare beneficiaries. We always do a benefit checkup to make sure what plan they have really fit their needs, not just whatever they saw on TV or whatever go on their mailers. So, that's how
great.
We help them.
Thank you so much. So, okay, before I let you go, would you like to provide our audience the contact information where they can reach you?
Okay, hi. You can email me at jpalvarez.life@gmail.com if you have any question, and I would love to hear from you.
And you can email me at Susana, Susana, at emeraldfi.us. So Susana at emeraldfi.us. And we're here to help you if you already have a plan in place. We are also here to do an assessment or do a complimentary checkup. And it's all no cost to anybody, to everybody.
Great. Thank you, ladies. With that said, I want to thank you for accommodating our interview despite your very busy schedule. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Ms. Jane.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Ngayon po mga kababayan, bago po ako magpaalam, narito po ang mga some of the thought-provoking quotes for you. First one, I think the saddest people always try their hardest to make people happy, because they know what it feels like to be absolutely worthless, and they don't want anybody else to feel like that. That is by Robin Williams. Second, your wrinkles reflect the roads you have taken. They form the map of your life. My face carries all my memories. Why should I erase them? And this is by Diane Vo Furstenberg, a fashion designer. And here is a very popular Filipino proverb. ang taong naniniwala sa sabi-sabi ay walang tiwala sa sarili. In English, the person who believes in rumors has no self-confidence. Indeed, a person who easily believes what they hear or read about has no self-respect. And there's no better generation to begin applying this proverb than the one we're in, where fake news and internet hoaxes run amok. Yun lang po for today. Salamat po sa inyong patuloy na pakikinig sa Usapang Pinoy. At sana po ay lagi kayong makibahagi sa ating usapan. Abangan po ang mga susunod na kabanata. Maraming salamat po. Hanggang sa muli, paalam muna sa ngayon.